We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Is it Wednesdays or is it Friday? Fridays with Wojo. Doesn't sound quite the same, but...
Well, you know, when you have a lot of gin... In New York City, you know, these things happen.
Yes.
You don't know what day it is.
You're not sure what day it is. You're not sure what time of the day it is.
Why are you calling? No.
Did we catch you at a bad moment?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you guys, what are you calling me for?
Well, Joe.
You called us.
Yes. All right. Woj. The big controversy before we get into the game.
Don't tell me, but go ahead. I know what you're going to say, but don't tell me, but go ahead.
Izzo's comments about Lucky, and it's like, I didn't seek, because when you take the whole thing, he gave them credit. Yeah, there were some lucky slash fortunate plays, but I don't think he said that's why they lost the game, did he? Now, you saw,
no.
You were there for the whole press thing.
Yeah, and he said that right after the game on the court, off the court interview with the network right after the game, but then in the press conference, he was very complimentary. In the immediate aftermath, hello, if you're watching the game and you saw a couple of those plays, he was just being honest. I mean, a couple of them, that Noel guy is unbelievable, but a couple of them were quote-unquote lucky. I kind of use one of Izzo's words. When did it become illegal to say there were a couple lucky shots? Because they were. Now, if you went to say, oh, we got beat by a lucky team, well, that would have been wrong, and that's not true because Noel is unbelievable. But I saw last night on social media that was becoming an issue, and I'm like, what? Oh, come on, people. Whatever. He probably could have used a different word than lucky and just stuck with, boy, it sure was their night or something like that, but whatever. Great game.
Because as Greg pointed out, if, you know, fortune goes both ways. I mean, they were kind of fortunate Noel got hurt when he did, because that changed the game around for a little bit.
That did change for about 2.5 minutes. It definitely changed. That is certainly good fortune. I mean, the worst fortune for Michigan State and the best fortune for the other guys was Kansas State was the out-of-bounds ball that maybe tipped Hogarth's finger, maybe, and I think it probably did, and that changed the game right there. A one-point game to a three-point game with 12 seconds left.
Right. Well, Malik Hall should have grabbed the ball, but whatever.
Well, and what right. what was the response inside MSG in regards to the Spartan fans that were there? We were obviously seeing everything in slow motion at home, and we were trying to decipher things. What was the response when they came out with the call after that?
I think they recognized. I mean, I didn't hear much booing or anything.
Yeah.
Once the officials go to the replay, you really do have to sort of accept it. Like, I don't know what they saw on the replay, but they must have seen something. The place, though, was the world's most famous arena, tons of Kansas State fans, tons of Michigan State fans, and they went from just going crazy, ball out of bounds, it's their ball, down one, to just stunned silence when the guy hit the shot to put Kansas State up three. But when the game ended, I swear, and even though a bunch of the Spartan players fell to the court, and I wouldn't say crying, but definitely distraught, but I think everybody just sort of like breathed and exhaled and like, what did we just witness? That was a spectacular game. For losing in overtime in a key Sweet 16 game, of course, it wasn't acceptance, but there was at least a belief that, wow, we watched something that, well, what are you going to do? And what could you say about the 5'8 Noel guy? That was an unbelievable performance. That's one of the great passing performances I've ever seen in a basketball game.
And if you're going to, I mean, I know, like, your co-host is ripping the final possession for Michigan State, which I thought was fine because, you know, if Joey Hauser or even Hall before that does a little, I mean, Joey Hauser should have shot the ball. The play design was fine.
Right.
If you're going to pin any, we love to play the blame game. If you're going to play the blame game anywhere, Malik Hall at key moments really came up lame, especially defensively.
Yeah, I know. He definitely struggled. And you sort of got to believe, not to give him an excuse, but that the ankle that has bothered him all yet, and, you know, they've been talking about, oh, he's moving better and moving better, but the fact that they were assessing it all the time meant them, led you to believe that they were concerned about it. Maybe he was concerned about it. That last possession, I don't know, it seemed like 18 things happened in 12 seconds.
Yeah.
But Joey Hauser had a shot he could have taken. Hall had a shot he could have taken. And by that, and poor Tyson Walker, by the time it got back to him and they were swarming the three-point line at that stage, he got stripped by Noel. But yeah, in Hauser said after the game, yeah, maybe I probably should have taken it. But he probably thought they could get a better shot than that because the guy was running at him. But boy, oh boy, with 12 seconds, you're not going to get many better three-point shots than the two that they could have taken.
When you watch a player like Marquise Noel have a performance like he had, 19 assists, that's an NCAA tournament record. When you're in the building there and everybody wants to talk about it's a lack of defense for Michigan State, sometimes there's just a great performance. How much fun was it to watch him do something that we don't see very often in basketball, and that's the art of passing?
It was spectacular. And when he went out with the injury, I must admit, it was right in front of me. I thought, oh boy, he's done for the year, or for the game at least. Michigan State on to the Elite Eight, and then on to the Final Four, which they would have gone if they had won. But boy, he gutted out and came back. He's a New York City kid. And it was, Izzo even said, you know, people ask, oh, all those backdoor cuts. Izzo said, I think at times my players were mesmerized by him. And it was impossible not to be mesmerized by him. They just, and those passes, I don't know if you could tell on TV, some of those whip passes across, they went like an inch over fingertips. He threaded them, and sometimes, you know, behind the back or with a one-arm sweep, absolutely threaded them. A performance for the ages, and Michigan still went right down to the final seconds and could have won. People could say should have won. I don't know, could have won. I should have won. Kansas State would say they should have won because they had the player with the greatest performance, but it was fantastic. I don't know if that kid can play in the NBA because he's 5'8", but whew, never seen a passer in quite a while like that.
Maybe the Arizona Cardinals will draft him a quarterback. Anyway,
Sony.
Number one overall.
Well, I know. Wojo loves Kyler Murray. I'm being facetious, right, obviously. Yeah. My guy A.J. Hogard had an unbelievable game. Some of it, you have to say, because Noel was definitely limited defensively even when he came back. But that was the Hogard that I thought I'd see most of his season, and hopefully we'll see it all of next year too.
Just took over down the stretch when, I mean, both teams were incredible shooting, both a 50 or slightly over 50% from three-point range, and then Hogard started killing them. And you're right, when you talk about fortune, I do think Noel was hampered by, although he moved around well enough to swat the ball away from Walker at the end, but Hogard took advantage, and then Kansas State smartly put a bigger guy on him and took away finally late in the game some of those dribble drives. But he by the end of the year was certainly the leader of the team and tough-minded guy and a leader in every way too, talking after the game about how proud he was of the team. It's weird, you know, I've covered a lot of these tournament runs, especially for Michigan State, and this was one where there weren't like tears or unbelievable sobbing or I've never been so devastated in my life. I think they were just sort of shaking their hands like, what are you going to do? We just went through a great game. We gave our – sure, they made some mistakes, of course, but gave their all and they lost. There really, truly wasn't much to say. Like, listen, we're trying to analyze it on what, one possession here, one right. possession here. But overall, what else is there to say, to be honest?
And I don't know if you had a chance to – I know you're working, but did you have a chance to watch the FAU-Tennessee game that followed? And was the winner of this game going to be the clear favorite against those two?
Oh, Jansen, absolutely. Watch it in the press room while we're all tapping out our little stories. And when Tennessee – I mean, not Tennessee. When UCLA came back – and then there was a Schwarber or Schwarger or whatever the kid's name is.
Strother.
Yeah, him, that guy. No, that was tremendous. Two thoughts there. Number one, Tennessee, which was missing their point guard, not Tennessee, but UCLA, which had its own injuries. I'm fixated on Tennessee. UCLA, which had their own injuries.
Two of them.
Exactly. Gutted it out. So either way, those games went. It was Gonzaga. Is this year they go to the Final Four and actually do something? I am not declaring that. And also got to see the end of the Tennessee game in Florida Atlantic. And my overriding impression there was, oh my God, Michigan State for sure was in the Final Four.
See, that's
for sure.
That's what I thought. By the way, I don't know if you know this, but Jeff Rieger and Greg Hargrave are getting together tonight to sponge bath each other because they both hate watched the game yesterday. And Hargrave stunned me.
Oh,
Rieger,
oh,
we
no,
expect.
Come on.
Yes.
Of course. I believe Rieger and Hargrave declared that game last night Michigan's biggest victory of the season.
Yeah.
Hello.
Greg did say it was as equal to if Michigan would have won a game, right?
Yeah. See, unfortunately, Rieger is rubbing off on other people. I get it with Rieger. He's sort of set in that, and he rides on it. Hargrave, very, very disappointed in. No, not really. But that's how it is. And you know what? Even the most strident Michigan fan has to sit back and give a nod, tip of the cap to Michigan State, not just for the run, the relative run, but the way they played, and yes, they overcame a lot, but so did Kansas State, and Kansas State ultimately did earn the win.
Yeah. By the way, Kansas State favored by 2 points tomorrow. I would take them. I think they're going to.
Well, here's the thing.
It depends on Noel's health, right?
Yes. Does his ankle swell up afterwards now? But he looked really rough at first when he came back, but as it went on, he didn't have any problem moving around. Passing the ball, defense, he was hampered, I think.
How many good pizza?
You know, I had one slice. I've only was here about 36 hours, which I feel bad about. But you saw the picture out my hotel window, didn't you, on the Twitter?
Yes, a great view.
Yeah.
Great. No, and people think I was making fun of New York City because it's kind of not a good building next to me. No, not at all. Honestly, it is like character and flavor of the city. I'm looking right now and I think it's an abandoned building. I can't tell, but I kind of am digging it. It looks like from a movie set. Very cool. Can I have pizza for breakfast, by the way?
Yes,
you can
absolutely.
Have pizza any time of the day.
Yes.
Okay, good. That's what I'm about to have.
All right, Woj, have safe travels home. And
we'll
talk to you on Wednesday. All right, Wojo. Live from New York City, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to get rid of him there. All right, there we go. It's so hard to get rid of that guy, you know what I mean?
Yes. Keep shaking your finger.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.